relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
That's right. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. Dr. G, I am Chris Buskirk, publisher and editor of American Greatness, sitting in for Dr. G today as he is off on some important business. I am broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios and happy to be doing it too. Joined by my friend Ned Ryan. Ned is the president of American Majority and a weekly columnist for American Greatness. He is the man that I go to and I want to know anything about grassroots electoral politics. He gets it. That's what American Majority does, but Ned is also become really an expert on what is going on with big tech and what big tech censorship. And this is one of these issues we really, really need to grapple with. Look, it only goes in one direction, right? I mean, the Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, which is of course part of Google, they only ever seem to be interested in censoring people with right-of-center political or cultural views. Hamas still has a Twitter page, right? Hamas, no problem. Terrorist organization, that's okay. They've got one, but if you hold right-of-center political views, watch out. Right, Ned? I mean, this is something that's been coming at us for a while now, and it. Right. I guess, let me start here, Ned. How would you characterize the problem, and then maybe from there, talk about how do we deal with big tech that has so much influence over what we see, what we think, what we hear, et cetera?
Well, I've been making the point, Chris, for a while now. The real problem is we've failed to define these companies properly. I mean, this is the real problem. These companies, you know, back in the Telecommunications Act of 1996-98, basically there was a carve-out, the Section 230 carve-out, where these new startups, these online entities, were to be neutral platforms. Well, these companies have grown up, and because of the gray space, the gray area that's been left to them with the Section 230 exemption, they've become something that they were really not intended to be. They've become publishers, they've become telecommunications companies, but they're still being allowed to operate under the fact that they are still being viewed technically as neutral platforms.
Can you explain why that's important? Why is that distinction important? What does that allow them to do or not do?
Well, it allows them to basically do everything that they're doing right now by making editorial decisions, by acting as publishers, by producing live content, by literally deploying broadband. They are doing all of these things in their actions by very distinct choices, and yet D.C., Washington, D.C., is still allowing them to be considered as neutral platforms, which means that they're getting away with a lot of things that if they would just be redefined properly. And so this is where I've been making the argument. if we don't redefine them as they are publishers. I don't think anybody with more than a few brain cells and some common sense would look at them and go, these are publishers, and they're telecommunications companies. When you are deploying broadband and actually doing these sorts of things, you are a telecommunications company, a wireless company. What needs to happen is they need to be defined as those. We've had this conversation. I despise government regulations. We need fewer regulations. There would be no new regulations if they are then redefined properly as publishers and telecommunications companies. They would just get to play by all of the exact same rules that everybody else is playing by, whether it's Verizon or AT&T or all these other people that are publishing original content. Then they have more FCC oversight and guidance, in which they can't get away with some of these things. They are actually the argument I've been making too, Chris, is this. At some point, somebody is going to decide who is the arbiter of free speech. And what they have been doing is they have decided that they are the arbiters of free speech. They're the ones that get to decide what is said or not said because of how powerful the internet is and where people find their information. I think we've gotten to the point where we have to have a conversation. Who gets to decide what the free speech is online? I don't want a private left-leaning Silicon Valley company doing that. I actually have made the argument, well, first of all, the people that we, the people, elect to be our representatives in our constitutional republic, our elected officials, need to actually step up to the plate and say, we are the arbiters of free speech. We have to define these companies properly, and then we have to decide and say, this is what the free speech parameters are, which, by the way, the Constitution lays out, and we have to look and say, the problem is, and all this, Chris, I don't think a lot of the American people have really figured out what's going on here. And it's one of those things where I just, as I go along, I'm trying to say these are the big issues that we have to look at and really have this conversation about. But there's even more at stake, but especially in regards to the data. That's the scary part to me.
So, Ned, let me ask you. So by saying that they're not publishers, what's the benefit that they get by doing that? If we were to say, okay, Facebook, you're now under the law going to be considered a publisher, then how does that improve the free speech argument, or how does that improve the standing of conservatives?
Well, they're not going to be the arbiters of free speech. They're not going to get to arbitrarily say, and this is the other thing, Chris, I mean, especially with some of these like Twitter, you don't really know what their guidelines are. It's like they're making it up as they go along. It will actually enforce more consistency, more transparency, more accountability. So if there are really guidelines as to what hate speech, you know, is or free speech is, whatever it is that they're deciding as on the fly, apparently, they're actually going to have to be transparent and accountable to the FCC and say, these are the guidelines that we've come up with, and we can't just make them up arbitrarily as we go along. And so it's about enforcing more transparency and accountability into their public behavior and how they're making some of their decisions. And again, it's not new regulations. It's just saying all these other companies that have grown up and are adults in this space have oversight from the FCC. They don't want that. And one of the points I make to people as we talk about this is we're not seeing some of this because these guys are throwing around a lot of money in Washington, D.C. They don't want to have this conversation. They do not want oversight. They do not want that. And this is one of the things where I'm like, if we could have this conversation, I think it would actually be a step in the right direction, where we could actually say, okay, we're at least moving in the right direction by defining them properly.
Yeah, I mean, I've used the simple example that I think makes sense to a lot of people, which is to say, if you're Verizon or you're AT&T, you don't get the right as a company to listen in on people's conversations and then and then edit what they say or cut off their service from Verizon. Though, by the way, I've been saying this for like 2 years now. I could easily see that happening in the future, and there being a strong argument on the left saying, well, you know, Chris and Ned, you know, they're engaging in hate speech, and that shouldn't shouldn't happen. And Verizon should be listening in on them and should be taking away their phones and their right to call each other.
This is the scary part about us having decided we're just not going to have transcendent truths. We're just going to make it up as we go. And, you know, as we change with times, well, you know what was right a generation ago, we just decided just doesn't fit how we feel these days, so we're going to change that. But in kind of that same correlation of people listening in and you know, observing and stuff, that's what these social media companies, these tech giants, are doing every single day. I am convinced of it, that Google is probably storing a larger amount, by far, of personally identifiable data than even the NSA, and they have no real oversight. And then I keep on asking the question, what are these companies doing with your personal data? And I've tied it into, if you start to look at automation, You look at specific AI, you look at general AI and machine learning, which we're looking at automation. It's coming. We're not going to avoid it. It's coming. The data is feeding the artificial intelligence that will lead to automation. And I tell people, listen, I get it. I understand that you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. Please also understand that all the data you're feeding into those companies, they're then rolling back into the artificial intelligence, which is accelerating automation, which is going to put you out of a job.
Yeah, well, look, that is, in my view, that is not good, but it is also the least of it. I mean, this is, they are trying to reshape people's reality. They edit what you say.
They
edit what you are allowed to say in order to make people believe certain things. I mean, people didn't like what the FBI and the DOJ did by trying to help Hillary Clinton, and that's right. That's terrible, and it's a terrible scandal that must be prosecuted. But how about when you have these companies that actually just edit the way you see the world? Ned, can you stick with me one more segment? We got to go to a break. Okay, Ned Ryan from American Majority is my guest. I am Chris Buskirk. I'm sitting in for Sebastian Gorka here hosting America First today. Thanks for riding along with me. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we will be right back.
This is not CNN.
Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/GORKA. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code GORKA to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468. Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to relieffactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, but today you have a guest, me, Chris Buskirk. I am editor and publisher of American Greatness. Very happy to be sitting in for Dr. G as he is away on some business for today. But don't worry, you get him back tomorrow, and I'm sure it will be great. But right now we are talking with Ned Ryan. He is the president of American Majority. He is a columnist for American Greatness. But I want to talk about a movie, which is one of the most important movies I have seen, Unplanned. It is the true story of one woman's journey across the lifeline. Abby Johnson was passionate about a woman's right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider until the day she saw something that changed everything. What she saw changed her heart. What she saw changed her mind. They tried to silence her, but nothing could hold her back from exposing the truth. Unplanned. It is in theaters now. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. It's rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Unplanned Movie, in theaters March 29th. Ned, I want to go back to this discussion we've been having about big tech, but have you seen this movie, Unplanned?
I haven't yet, but I've been helping promote them on Twitter and pushing out their Twitter handle again, going back to Twitter, really messing with and doing some funny things with Unplanned is Twitter handle.
Yeah.
So I've been helping. I haven't seen it yet, but this is something, Chris, you know, is something that's near and dear to my heart. My daughter was born at 24 weeks, you know, very much in the still in the second trimester. And this is a huge issue for me, because when we are talking about this culture of abortion, this culture of death, we are not talking about, you know, we're talking about viable human beings that are born in the second trimester. I know that for a fact because I saw it. I was there. And this is great that we're actually having this conversation, that the movie has come out. And I hope that it drives an even bigger conversation about who we are as a people, because I think in many ways, we've become a little desensitized to what it actually is all about. But it is the ending of a viable human being and their life. And, you know, at a minimum, Chris, we have to have a conversation about saying there are no abortions past 20 weeks in this country, and we can't even get Democrats to agree with us on that we have to put a stop to abortions past 20 weeks. I was telling somebody even this
20 weeks, they won't. They. It's not enough for them to kill the child in the womb. They're willing to do it after birth.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, this is the issue that we've seen in New York and in Virginia. It's disgusting.
Yes. No, I'm in Virginia. This has been shocking and horrifying. The fact that Northam is still in office after making those comments. Everybody wanted to go off on his blackface, or we don't even know if he was in the blackface or the KKK. But he made these comments a few days before about leaving a viable baby on the table and then having a conversation about its future between the doctor and the mother. And I'm thinking, you're talking about a human being that is alive on a table, is outside of the womb, and you think that it's acceptable to have a conversation about it dying? That's nothing but infanticide. But even more so, Chris, I think we even sugarcoat it by saying that it's murder. It is murder.
Ned, it's not a conversation, right? It's not just the conversation they're having. They are willing to kill that child after it's born, right? I mean, it is hard for somebody to get their mind around the pure brutality of that worldview. It's hard for me to really understand that. But there it is. I mean, and here's the connection with Ralph Northam, governor of Virginia. He was accused of blackface or possibly being in a KKK outfit at a costume party when he was in, I think, medical school. more or less at the same time. You know, within sort of a 30 days of that, he is making these comments, these pro-abortion, pro-infanticide comments. Why do you think Democrats are so willing to give him a pass on the blackface stuff? Why? Because the central tenet of the left, I mean, this is the sacrament of the American left, is abortion. And so if he's going to defend abortion, he can do almost anything else because he's defending their utmost religious right.
Yeah, no,
their view.
It's become one of the unholy tenets of the American left that it is untouchable. It should be abortion on demand. I mean, it's not only in Virginia, it's been, New York, it's been New Mexico, and there's been other states that are pushing a very radical, aggressive agenda of death. And I call Planned Parenthood the merchants of death. But this is becoming where
you are too kind. I mean, it is an evil organization.
They are a culture, and they are merchants of death, and they are awful. And I can't believe that we're actually still spending taxpayer dollars on them. But, but kind of tying it back a little bit into the big tech and manipulation of information flow, I think, I'm still convinced, Chris, that the American people have a deep level of common sense, that when they actually are able to get a hold of all the facts, when they actually understand what's happening, their common sense kicks in. But what we're seeing right now, not only with the mainstream media, but with these tech giants, is information, it's manipulation of the information flow, in which it's really not giving the American people all of the facts that they need to know to make a good decision on any given issue. You know, it's propaganda. I mean, I've been calling the mainstream media, Steve Bannon calls them the opposition party. I call them the various bureaus of propaganda for the left. They're not reporters. They're not journalists. They're not interested in actually presenting you with all of the facts. They're interested in driving a very specific worldview. And that's the same way with the big tech, with these tech giants, a lot of whom have a very left-leaning worldview. They're not really interested in letting you have full and free information flow, true freedom of speech, true information, freedom of information. They're interested in manipulating in such a way to have more of an information flow that actually lines up with their worldview and their narrative. And it really struck me January of 2013, Chris. I was sitting at a Google Political Innovation Summit in New York City, and it really struck me as I sat there listening to Steve Schmidt that these guys have the ability to influence and control national elections because they can manipulate information flow. And that's a scary thought.
All right. They manipulate information flow, meaning the way what you think the world is, what you think are facts. I mean, this is the definition of fake news. They tell you, they give you information, you think it's news, and you make decisions on it. You take all that in, you think, okay, here's the fact set I'm dealing with. I'm going to make a set of personal and political decisions on that. But it isn't true. It isn't true. It has been actually groomed and cultivated and curated to create a particular reaction in you. This is something that Facebook does as part of its business model. I mean, when they're talking to investors, they're very forthright about the way they use use quite a bit of psychology. I mean, they have studied this in detail, and then how to manipulate people into buying things, into thinking things, into believing things, etc.
I think
but Ned, you got about 30 seconds, so I'll give you the last word.
The thing that people need to think about too, tying into some of the data stuff we were talking about in the first segment, at what point are we going to lose truly freedom of will? In which we think we're actually free, in which we actually think we have freedom of will and free decision making, but in reality we put so many sensors around us in our lives and so many things online that we're actually being manipulated into making decisions. I mean, this is something that we actually have to wrestle with, Chris, and think about. What do we want the future to look like? And the future's not 20 years from now. It's now.
Ned, I got to leave it there with you. Ned Ryan, thanks so much for being with us. You can find him on Twitter at NEDRYUN. I'm Chris Buskirk. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. We will be right back.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to onestockretirementnow.com to get the whole story.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. I am filling in for Dr. G today. My name is Chris Buskirk. I am the editor and publisher of American Greatness. We are a web magazine. You can find us at amgreatness.com. But, we have, boy, it's like this every single day. I was talking to Dr. Gorka the other day. This is a three-hour show. You think you have so much time to do all of the news, and the fact of the matter is that every single day there's at least another 3 hours of stuff that I could get to, and I know that he could too. So we're part of the I guess the art or the skill of doing this is trying to pick the stuff that seems like it is most important or most interesting to talk about. And as I was doing some preparation for the show today, I was looking at Tucker Carlson's monologue from last night. And Tucker is, thank God he is on Fox. I think he is doing just a fantastic job. He gets it. If you if you look at the book that he had that came out a couple months ago, and I suggest it, by the way, it is very easy reading. It's quick. You can get through it, but there is so much depth and substance in that book. And just a note, a lot of people, you see TV hosts or whatever, they write books or they publish books, and the fact of the matter is that most of the time they have somebody else write them for them. I don't think that's a secret. Tucker wrote this book himself. He likes to write. He's a very effective writer, and he has his fingers on the pulse of the driving political and cultural questions in this country in a way, really, that Donald Trump does too, but that very few politicians really understand. We're still in this transition period. We were sort of, particularly on the right, we were sleepwalking through the past 20 or 25 years politically and culturally. We'd sort of, the Reagan Revolution, and we'd won the Cold War, and we had this conservative catechism of ideas, which were based on principles that remain true, the timeless principles upon which this country's government was founded, but they need to be applied to the particular issues of the country. They need to be updated from time to time, just because times change. People don't change. Our natures are fixed. Good and bad don't change. Those are fixed. But how do you deal with a rising China, for example? How do you deal with globalism and globalization? Those are things that really were not an issue 30, 40 years ago. And so we need to think through those things. How do you deal with massive immigration? How do you deal with massive illegal immigration? How do you think through those things? And, so much of our political and elite class just was content to say, okay, hey, I learned about this in a book someplace. I read the catechism, the conservative catechism. I'm going with that. But it didn't apply. And as a result, the policy responses were either insufficient or just downright wrong and made the problems worse. President Trump gets it. Tucker Carlson gets it. And I want to play a little bit of his monologue and just kind of go back and forth and sort of interact with that monologue. So if we can start with that here.
Donald Trump ran on the promise that he would secure our southern border when he ran in 2016. He ran on other things too, trade, Obamacare, ending the Iran deal. But it was immigration that resonated. No other candidate was saying anything like it. Voters loved it. That's why they yelled, "Build that wall," at his rallies. More than 2 years later, we have less control, though, over immigration into this country than we did the day Trump launched his campaign. Entire populations from Latin America are moving north. In February, authorities apprehended 76,000 illegal arrivals at the Mexican border. By last month, that number had ballooned to 100,000. They are coming because they know that they can come. Our current system can't stop them.
Can you pause that there, please? I mean, think about these numbers. We're talking about monthly numbers of people who are stopped at the border. 76,000 was 1 month, and the following month, Tucker's saying 100,000 stopped at the border. These are the people being stopped, okay? This is not the people who get through. Okay, we don't know what that number is. That is that, and it is a meaningful number, but it gives you some idea of the massive scale of the northward migration from Latin America, particularly from Central America and parts of Mexico. It is a massive problem, and Democrats, I think, are being, well, we know that they are being being really cynical and craven in the way that they approach immigration, but also unrealistic. I mean, you just have to, you can maybe hold this, some of those views in good faith that the left has about, helping refugees or whatever at a certain number. But when you're talking about literally tens of millions of people over the period of a fairly short number of years, it's something that we really need to think through in a more serious way. We're going to pick up on this in the next segment. I'm Chris Buskirk. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. More on this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Little Pink Floyd there, bringing back America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I am Chris Buskirk, and I am appreciating the Pink Floyd, so thank you for that. I also want to tell you, before we get back into the meat of today's discussion, I want to tell you why I am a member of AMAC and why you need to be too. Democratic socialists are trying to radically transform our country, our Medicare, our border, our free enterprise system, and our way of life. Even how we view life itself, as progressives push to legalize infanticide. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez has gone even further, dividing Americans by race and by class. Her recent attacks against Presidents Roosevelt and Reagan, she called both men racist, is totally unacceptable, and it is un-American. Where's AARP on all of this? Where's their condemnation of the radicalization of the Democrat Party? Their silence is deafening. It's why I am urging all of you to join AMAC right now. Because unlike AARP, AMAC fights for your values on the issues that matter most. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or you can call 855-624-4824. Our elected leaders need to know AARP doesn't represent us. So go to GorkaForAMAC.com again or call. You can call 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Portions of America First with Sebastian Gorka are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Okay, going back to the Tucker clip and this discussion of the massive numbers of people migrating out of Latin America, out of Central America, out of Mexico, into the United States. Some are successful, many are not, but the numbers are absolutely staggering. We were listening to the clip from Tucker's monologue from last night. How many were stopped a couple months ago? 75,000 in 1 month. The next month, how many were stopped? 100,000 stopped at the border. How many people got through? Tells you something about how many people are leaving their homes, leaving Latin America to come north. I want to get some of your opinions on this too. You can call us at 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Again, you think about these massive numbers. We have got the numbers, the estimates on what the illegal alien population is in this country are staggering. They range from, on the low side, about 12 million. On the high side, some people estimate there's as many as maybe 25, 26 million illegal aliens in the country right now. Now, no state is immune. I live in a border state, Arizona. We see it every single day. It has changed the state of Arizona. It impacts the state in many different ways. California, of course, is where the largest number of illegal aliens and of legal immigrants lives in California. Think about how California has changed. This was the state of which Ronald Reagan was governor within living memory, not that long ago. It was a state that voted twice to elect Ronald Reagan as president. It had a Republican governor, Pete Wilson. Then it had another Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe not a very strong Republican, but a Republican nonetheless. Could you imagine that happening in California anymore? I couldn't. Why? Because the changes wrought on this country by massive immigration that has been sustained over the past 30 years are just changing the country itself and the ideas that people believe in the country. Remember something about California. California, the largest state, the most populous state. When I say largest, I mean most populous. The state that has the most electoral votes is also the state that Hillary won by the largest percentage point. She had the biggest percentage point margin in California of any state in the union. So you think about these states that are deep, deep blue states. Massachusetts, Vermont, where Bernie Sanders is the senator. You think, wow, those are really super left wing states, and they are, no doubt. California had a bigger margin for Hillary than either Vermont or Massachusetts. That should tell you something. And so we need to really be thinking about what is going on with immigration. Now, Democrats, when they see illegal immigration and legal immigration too, they see, hey, these are people that we can make dependent upon government and that we can use them. We can use them as a weapon against Republicans. That's what they see. Okay. Now, they couch it in these humanitarian terms. But when you get Democrats to think about this or to talk about this candidly, they know that this is a weapon against Republicans, against the historic people of the United States, meaning against citizens, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. They want to import a new people because those people are people they can get hooked on government dependency, and that means being dependent upon the Democrats. That's not good. That is not what America is about. I was talking earlier in the show. We think about what is a precondition for self-government, for Republican, meaning small-r Republican government, where we represent ourselves, where we are a free people dedicated to certain ideas that keep us not just free, but also prosperous, peaceful, that we have a more or less just society. I say more or less because is it possible to have 100% just society? No, of course not. But we try. We try. And that means that you have to have a moral people. The founders knew this. You have to have a moral people. But that means that you have to have a broad, deep, self-sustaining middle class. But the Democrat playbook requires a very small economic and cultural elite, okay, a few percent of the population that allies itself with a large underclass, and you shrink the middle class. Okay, that's a feudal system. Not futile, F-U-T-I-L-E, but it's kind of that too. But a feudal system, like in the Middle Ages. This is a system of masters and serfs. And that is the Democrat playbook, is you get high and low versus the middle, and you squeeze the middle class out of existence. And that's just something that is un-American, it is immoral, and it is why immigration is such a big issue today. It is something that we need to get our hands around, and it is why middle America, when they heard Donald Trump talking about immigration, they hadn't heard anybody talking about this. They hadn't heard anybody talking about the pressure that the middle class has been under. We're going to pick up on this on the other side. I'm Chris Buskirk. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. We'll be right back.
Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public, guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to onestockretirementnow.com to get the whole story.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. Dr. G is out today. I am Chris Buskirk, editor and publisher of American Greatness, sitting in for him today. And I got to tell you, having a good time doing it. This is a lot of fun. We're talking about Tucker Carlson's monologue from last night, mostly talking about immigration and the pressure that it has put on the American middle and working classes. And by the way, just a sidelight, you know, there's some people you don't have to say their full name. You just like just the first name is plenty. Is Tucker one of those people? Right. When I say Tucker's monologue, do I have to say Tucker Carlson? I think everybody listening to this show, if I say Tucker, they probably aren't thinking, oh, really? Tucker, was it? Which Tucker is that? Tucker Smith? Tucker Johnson? No, Tucker from, no, Tucker Carlson, of course. There are people like that. Tucker's one of them. Anyway, I want to pick up kind of where I left off. But before I do that, I am going to detour because we've had a call holding here that makes a very good point. One, it's going to hold me accountable to something I've actually been telling people for a couple of years now. And I know I was remiss in this in an earlier segment. And you can count on eagle-eared, I know eagle-eyed is a thing. Is eagle-eared? It is now. Eagle-eared listeners of this show to catch me when I slipped. Tom in Atlanta, welcome to America First. How are you?
Hi, Chris. You're doing a fine job. Thank you. You know, you're doing your part in quality control, and I'm trying to do a little bit here myself, and we all need to join in the quality control as these evildoers and sinister leftists try to take this country. They talk about taking it back. No, they're trying to take it out. They're trying to take it down. So having said that, we need to stop calling the media, establishment media, we need to stop calling them mainstream because they're anything but. And you could come up with numerous examples, as could all of the listeners, as to they're not mainstream when you look at their agenda, what they support, what they hide, and how they twist the facts and by omission leave things out that we need to know. So they're not mainstream, and every time I hear that, I just get a little bit of anger, feel that going up my spine and into my brain, and I just thank you for taking my call.
No, Tom, I appreciate that. I get it. You hear it, and it makes you itch a little bit because I get it. And when I was saying it, I think I know the segment you were reacting to. I thought, why am I doing this? Because I've been telling people, don't use it. Language matters. You know, we give big media what I actually have started calling legacy media, meaning it's the old thing. It's the old version. Legacy media, not mainstream media, but legacy media. Don't give them too much power. Don't build them up in people's minds. They are no longer mainstream. The ideas that they hold, the positions that they tout are just wrong. Yeah, we need to pay attention to language. Let's call them the legacy media. All right, we'll pick up on the immigration issue on Tucker's monologue on the other side of this break. I'm Chris Buskirk, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka on American First. We'll be right back.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.